back.
Probably just the way you scripted your homecoming, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, pretty close. You know, obviously getting the 2 points is the biggest thing, coming out with a win, and very happy with the results tonight. You know, any win's a good win in this league, especially with, you know, a short 16-game season, but when you can do it against your former team that traded you away, it's extra special.
You guys certainly locked them out. It seemed like they couldn't get a whole lot of pressure in and around Bolt tonight. You just kept them from shooting.
Yeah, our defense been clicking lately. You know, that's sort of the defense we play, the defensive style we play. We try and limit their shots and their opportunities, and we sort of build from the back out. So, in a lot of aspects, that's what we wanted to do tonight, and we were able to play our defense effectively for most of the night. So we're pretty happy with that.
That seemed like as powerful an athletic team as I've seen in this league in however many years. You know, it seems like you guys just kind of went wherever the heck you wanted and established position and went from there. Is that when you're going good, that's what you want to do, I guess?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you can thank our GM coach, Derek Keenan, for that. He's built our team with that just in mind. Like you said, he wants athletes on the back end first and foremost. And if you look at our back end, 1 through 10, the guys that are back there playing defense, all these guys are athletes. All of us can run. All of us are big, strong guys, and I think that makes it tough on their offense. And at the same time, it makes them, you know, have to respect our transition game as well. So it's really effective. And like I said, that's the genius of Derek Keenan, you know, assembling this team over the last couple of years and getting the bodies that he wants back there.
Did you see this winning streak coming? Have you been slowly getting better and better as you've gone along and now you get to 4 in a row?
It's tough to say. You don't see it coming. You know what? I thought we looked good in preseason at the start of the year, and then we got off to a 1-4 start. But a lot of those losses, I think 3 out of the 4 were, you know, real close one-goal games or sort of one-goal plus an empty netter games. And we felt like we were just missing one or two aspects of bounce here, bounce there to come out on the right side of those games. And, you know, we just sort of said, listen, we can come out of this, we can crawl back, and we have, and we're sort of rolling now. But it's important for us to remember the effort we had to put in. It took a lot of work to get back to 7-5 when you start 1-4 and had the rough start we did. So we're trying to keep that in mind and you know, remind ourselves that, you know, it's really an equivalent league here, and you got to play every single night, and you got to come out because there's no games that are gimmies out here.
Only one penalty kill, and you guys put the ball in the net on it. I think it was you.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, our penalty kill got lit up last week by Rochester, so we said let's just stay out of the box because you know what? 5-on-5, I think we have excellent defense, and you know, we've seen what's happened with Buffalo the last couple of weeks against Colorado, especially 2 weeks ago. And, you know, Buffalo, let's be honest here, they can get undisciplined at times. So that was definitely part of the game plan, like stay disciplined, stay out of the stuff we don't need to get involved with. And if we're playing these guys 5-on-5, or any team for that matter, we think we're going to benefit from that. You know, we don't want to lose guys, trade off 1-for-1, and be losing some of our better D guys going to the penalty box and, you know, letting them get chances 4-on-4 or whatever. So, yeah, to make a long story longer, discipline was a key part of the game plan tonight, and we were able to do that. And even that 5 that Mitski took, I think, was a bit of a makeup call to make them happy. And, you know, well, we were able to kill it off, so very happy.
Chris, I assume this weekend, Buffalo and Toronto road trip was, you're all looking at this, it's a pretty good measuring stick for us, and you've obviously passed the first test, but a pretty good weekend and see how you fare and all that.
Yeah, it's a tough weekend, too. It's a quick turnaround. Like, we're on the floor, and, geez, I don't even know how many hours, probably only about 15, because I think it's a matinee game tomorrow, so it's going to be tough. It's, you know, it's going to be a real test of where our bodies are at, too, and in terms of endurance and conditioning, because, like I said, it's a quick turnaround, but you know, two real good teams in the East. Buffalo, like I said, they've been struggling, but we know they got a lot of skill over there, a lot of veterans, and Toronto's, you know, sort of running away with the league this year. So, yeah, huge measuring stick, and I think if we can get one over Toronto, we're in real good shape, finally heading back west and playing some of those west games before this road trip ends.
One happy thing tonight, their big guns, the Williams, Tavares, Stainhouse, whomever, didn't do much. You know, the two rookies had 5 goals, but that was about it. You really, anything in particular you were aware of, or just good all-around defense?
I don't know. You got Rubish over there covering Willie, and when Rubish isn't on the floor, it's Mitski. I feel bad. It's tough to be a lefty playing against our team, I tell you what, because, like, you know, those guys are just shut down, and Dilksy, too, like, our D, those three guys tonight were phenomenal, forced turnovers, getting the loose balls, and that's probably why they're rookies, because they're playing on the right side. Who was it? Dane Smith and Popcroft got the other
and
one?
Keto Hill.
Keto Hill. So, yeah, righties, right? So there you go. That's what I think is more than anything. We just, their lefties got to match up against Dilsky, Rubish, and Mitski. That's no fun for anybody.
Thank you again.